Hello?
Hello, I'm having a word with Bernard.
Yeah, who's speaking?
Hi, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Yes, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely great. So is it a good time for us to have a word on the project so that we can kickstart it further?
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Sure, this could say they're publishing.
Okay,
sure, sure.
Okay, so yes, it's a good time. Let's talk.
Perfect. So I am one of the project managers, so let me give you an idea about myself and how we're going to move forward. I am one of the project managers, and my main role would be to be a bridge between you and the production team. So whatever services you have signed up for, I will be making sure that the production team is working on it, and I will be the person who will be delivering all these things to you. So I wanted to get a brief idea of what the book is about and the whole idea behind that. Can you just give me a brief summary about the book?
Yeah, so the summary book is it is a guide, a complete guide of ChatGPT and how job seeker can find a job. I have the title I don't have in front of me, but it's very much the complete guide for job seekers. And what it's about is very different than a lot of the other books out there. It's a step-by-step guide going deep into how somebody who's never used AI before can start from zero and go everything from defining their career goals, making their resume, their social media, make it better, and then go through the whole application interview and salary negotiation. So it's from the beginning to the end of finding a job.
Perfect, perfect. And being honest, this is something that sounds very, very interesting because you're literally taking it to a whole new level because people do write about love novels and memoir, but this is a very unique idea that you came up with. So is this something that you always look forward to, or what was the whole inspiration behind this?
So I also have I'm a CEO of a startup, and we're building a website that also incorporates AI from a personalized coaching point of view. And as I was going and doing seminars and speaking with different job seekers, I realized there is no definitive guide or manual on how to do this. And everybody's using, they're typing into Google, they're getting various PowerPoint presentations and trying to piece together. And I thought, why not just make a book that puts everything together in one place?
Perfect. And it's more of a guide, exact guide, how people can utilize this amazing tool for their own betterment as well, correct?
Yeah, so it's about finding a job, and it's also how to research your industry and how to become an expert even when you're unemployed on understanding how to apply AI to whatever job you're trying to get so that you can have a better shot at getting it by demonstrating that knowledge.
Perfect. This sounds amazing. And would this be your first book that you're writing, or you have written books in the past as well?
It's my first book.
Okay, perfect. Sounds great. And this indeed is a very good topic to start with. And I'll be making sure, we'll make sure that it goes as per the plan, and it surely is a success for you. And how we're going to move forward is just before that, and you mentioned the deadline that is 4 weeks' time, correct?
Yes. The ideal goal would be, and again, we can see how things go along the lines, but I am looking at the 28th would be the ideal start date. Again, we have a little bit of flexibility, but I figure in the first 2 weeks we'll have a sense of how fast this is going and the realistic publication date.
Okay, perfect. And okay, perfect. That sounds great. You mentioned that there can be a flexibility, but we'll have 28th and that week as the final date from our end. And if there's something that is required from our end, or if something that is required from your end, then we'll surely coordinate on that after we kickstart everything. So what I'm going to do is I am going to be sending you an email right now while we're on the call so that you can check your email as well. Give me one quick second. So in the email,
yes,
what you need to do is there would be two forms that you need to fill out. One would be the form for the book cover, and the other form would be the book editing form where you just have to send basic details. Once you send the
basic details,
I
have the manuscript done, ready to submit. Do you want me to submit the manuscript and then kind of describe, summarize it in different areas? Is that the idea?
Yep. So what you have to do is you have to submit the manuscript as well. And also there's a form that we always share with our writing team. So it just has the basic details, like the page count, what do you think is the current status. So it's just a basic questionnaire, a two-page basic questionnaire, which you can just fill out. And along with the manuscript, that is something that I would require. The other form is the book cover form. So is the book cover something that you've already prepared, or you would want us to completely design your book cover as well?
Yeah, so part of what we have an idea of what it is. My wife is running that part of it, and we can get that to you tomorrow with what the specifications are that we'd like to have for the cover design.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So what you can do is you can share whatever, if, for example, you have any picture or any image that you might have in your mind, you can share that with me as well. If not, you can just give me a brief idea by typing it down as well, and I'll have it assigned to my illustration team. So once you share the manuscript with me, I am going to share that with my writing team, and within the next 2 to 3 business days, I'll share the first form of edited draft with you. And one more thing, what would be the current status of the book at this point? Is it like a complete manuscript, or what would be the current status?
I'm going to say current manuscript. It's been reviewed and by several people, and there are a couple of missing parts. I have some people that are going to be doing write-ups for me about when they give their testimonials about the book. And so I don't have the testimonials in there yet, but I don't have the about the author, but I have all the other sections in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So in that case, since this would be your first book as well and something that we're the start as well and it's reviewed by people, what we can do is I can have my team go through the whole manuscript and share an editorial report as well. So in that particular editorial report, what happens is the team goes through the whole manuscript and they share the SWOT analysis of the book as well, like the strength, weakness, opportunities, or threats, like that. So it's sort of a complete guide, which we share beforehand. So in that guide, what the team does is team shares all the areas which are perfect, and they also share the areas where we can further work on development. So the reason for that is the best part for us to understand right at the start, and we'll share that with you. For example, the team says that, hey, I think that the fourth chapter needs a bit of development because of XYZ reasons. And if that is something that you agree with, then after that, we kickstart the project so that we have the roadmap of how to proceed forward. So let's do it that way. I can have the editorial report shared with you as well so that you can get an idea what the roadmap would be.
Perfect. I should have, my goal is to get you the manuscript by tonight and the design for the book cover by tomorrow.
Okay, sounds great. So I'll wait on the manuscript and just the book editing form. I would need these two details from your end today, and I'll have this shared with my team, and within the next 2 to 3 business days, I'll have an editorial report shared with you, and once I share that, we're going to get on call to further discuss on the project. If there's anything that needs further development or anything is perfect, we'll take on from there. All right?
And then one final question is, at what point can we set an actual publication date? Like, let's say we're a week into it, you've given me your first run, at what point would we say that this is my goal is the 28th, but it could, mm-hmm. if you say, well, gosh, there's because of this and this, we might need to, but I want to get a date set so that I can promote a particular date. So at what point would we be able to firm that up?
Absolutely. So right now, it would be too soon to set the exact date. What I am going to do is I'm going to give a deadline to my team already from my end right now. That 28th is the deadline. But to convey you a correct deadline, that is something that I can convey within a week or two, because that's the time where we will understand how far we are on the book edits. So how the editing would work is, once I share the editorial report with you, and once we are on the same page with if these are the changes that we need to do on the book or whatever we decide on moving forward, then our team would be working on pages by pages or chapters by chapters. So how many pages do you have in your book at this point?
So right now it's about 106, but it's double spaced Times Roman 12 point.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds great. So that won't take much of our time as well. We work on book pages by pages or draft by draft. So the team is going to work on draft by draft. That's going to take 2 to 3 days. So we're going to keep on sharing 30 pages or 20 to 30 pages back and forth so that you can review from your end as well. If the edits that the team has done, that is all good to go. And once we get your approval or your changes, then we're going to move forward to the next page. So let me have the editorial report prepared first, and after that, once we have the project kickstarted with the edits, then within a week or two time frame, I'm going to commit you the date, and we'll have the publication started from that date.
Perfect. And I do have one question for you on the page layouts, because I definitely wanted to get some, you know, I have three different kinds of colors or elements. I have a box for, like, giving, you know, important notes, explanations. I kind of have a, you know, in the Word document, it's a green background. But then I have, for a prompt, the prompt is what you say to ChatGPT. I have that in blue. And in the response is kind of a blue shade, and then the response is a gray shade. And, of course, I'm totally open to your thematic input on when we do the final, like, how would we differentiate so we know this is what a prompt is and this is what a response is. And it doesn't have to be what I put. It can be something else that's a best practice and that looks better.
Got your point. So that's a good question, and that will further explain my next part as well. So our team works on three different phases. So the first phase that the team works on is the content. So my team will be working on your book draft by draft, as I mentioned earlier, pages by pages. We're going to work on the editing. They're going to review that. They're going to proofread that wherever developmental editing would be required. They're going to work on that after the editorial report. Once the content is finished and approved from your end, the second phase would be the formatting phase, where we're going to format the book completely. So the question that you raised, that is something that we're going to work on once the whole final book is approved from your end and before we move towards the formatting phase. So once we reach that phase, then in that case, we're going to have these issues catered as well.
Perfect. Okay, well, look, I think this sounds like a great process. I'm ready to get started. So I will definitely get back to you, and you know, I guess I'm going to wait for you to give me the documents that need to be filled out, and I will get that back to you as soon as possible. When will be our next conversation?
For sure. Let's schedule a conversation tomorrow. So that what I'm going to do is, as soon as you share the manuscript with me, I'm going to review that from my end. So that if there's any question or a confusion that I might have, I'm going to get on the same call to discuss that with you. And then I'm going to have that assigned to my team so that we can have the editorial report prepared. So just even if everything is good to go as well, I'm going to have a touch base with you tomorrow.
Perfect. Do you want to set that up now?
Okay, perfect. How about the same time tomorrow?
No, I won't be able to. I was going to say I can meet with you at 4 o'clock Central or at 2 o'clock Central.
Oh, both work fine with me. So let's do 4 p.m. Central then.
Perfect. Can you send me a calendar invite?
Absolutely. Give me one quick minute. I will send you the calendar invite as well.
Perfect.
Okay, for some odd reasons, this is acting up. I'm just refreshing it. I'm going to send you the calendar invite as well. And also, I've sent you an email. So do keep a check on your junk and spam folder as well, because at times the new email might land up there. All right?
Perfect. Okay. Well,
perfect.
You take
it
care.
Was a pleasure speaking to you.
Take care. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.